listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, June 21st, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. Boy, oh boy, is this going to be one for the history books. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And, of course, this being Friday in hour number three, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us. Okay, so let's get right on into it. Obviously, the big news. First of all, it is the summer solstice. For those of you who pay attention to such things, it's the longest day in the Northern Hemisphere. And but, of course, the big news here is apparently late last night, Donald Trump authorized a strike against three targets in Iran, one of which was supposedly the radar and missile site that shot down the Global Hawk drone. But at the last second, Trump rescinded the order, just canceled it, pulled a U-turn, called it off. And the stories are varying as to exactly what happened. Some people are reporting that the airplanes were already in the air on the way in. The ships were already in position to launch their missiles, and then Trump basically called it out. Now, Trump is saying that he aborted the attack because it was not proportionate. There were no planes in the air, that it was a well-considered decision. And he's right. It was not proportionate. A single drone, even at U.S. military-industrial complex prices, is not a justification for war. And let's not forget that when the USS Vincennes shot down Iran Air Flight 655, killing all 290 people on board, Iran did not launch any strikes against the United States. So they were being a little bit more cool about this. So I'm happy that Trump called off the attacks, but of course he is going to be raked over the coals by his opponents for this. They're going to say he was a coward. He's got his hands on the chicken switch. And even worse, when Trump was out there explaining what was going on, he was backtracking, saying that what he meant by Iran made a big mistake is that somebody inside Iran made the mistake and shot the drone down by mistake. And then he went on to make this odd comment that there was no one in the drone. And that caused more than a little bit of head scratching, because drones don't carry people. That's the whole point of a drone. There's nobody in them. And I think what Trump was trying to say is nobody got killed by the downing of the drone. That's correct. Just like nobody got killed with these little tiny firework limpet mines on the tankers. But Trump just handed more grist for the mill, grinding out that his mental state has deteriorated. And I think he needs to really think about what he's going to say a little bit before he says it, because sometimes he tends to come out with things that I don't think it's what he intended to say, but of course it's going to be taken at face value by his opponents. So both Tehran and the U.S. government have come out with the ground tracks for where the drone was going, and they differ in one critical aspect, and that is the drone basically went down the coast of Iran through the Straits of Hormuz and out, then turned around and headed back. But on the track provided by Iran, which apparently was generated with skin paint radar, apparently either the autopilot or the pilot basically cut a corner to get up to the Straits of Hormuz, because, you know, there's that dog leg bend there. And that's when they temporarily, briefly, entered Iranian airspace, and that's when Iran shot them down. So there's going to be a Security Council meeting about all of this stuff on Monday. Tehran has already sent a letter to the United Nations chief saying the downed drone was in stealth mode. All of its transponders were turned off in violation of international law. It was clearly engaged in spy activity. Of course, Tehran has the advantage in terms of which story to believe. They actually have two advantages. One, the U.S. has a long history of lying. And two, Iran did succeed in recovering portions of the Global Hawk wreckage from within their territorial waters. Now, the U.S. is out there insisting, oh, no, no, we were in international airspace. The wreckage crashed in international waters, and we don't know how Iran got to it, but blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're talking about how we almost attacked Iran last night, but at the last second, Trump changed his mind and called it off. Now, Alex Jones is reporting that it was Tucker Carlson who just barely convinced Trump to abort the attack, saying that the neocons were setting him up to try and escalate war against Iran. And we have yet to hear anything back on that issue. But it does raise the question, how close are Iran and the U.S. to war? And the answer obviously is very close. And while we may all breathe a sigh of relief for this coming weekend, this is not over. The neocons are not going to quit. They're going to find some other way to try and provoke Iran into doing something that will be seen as justification for an attack. They almost got what they wanted last night, and they're not going to quit now. And I'm sure that Bolton is screaming at the ceiling, and Pompeo is stamping his feet, and Chuck Schumer, who yesterday afternoon was out there, you know, just, you know, cheering with his hands in the air, I'm sure he's very angry right now. And no doubt the phone lines from Tel Aviv to Washington, D.C. are burning up right now from all the people who wanted the attack to go forward. Again, obviously, I'm in agreement with what Trump did, but this is going to be used against him by his enemies. So there is that dispute. Did the drone violate Iranian airspace or not? And the evidence seemed to suggest that, yes, it did. Was it an accident? Maybe. Was it deliberate? Yes. The United States has willingly sacrificed military assets before to try and lure another nation into attacking us. Now, a former Pentagon advisor is out there saying that the United States, or at least the Pentagon, understands that while they can deploy military assets to keep the Straits of Hormuz open and keep the oil flowing, that a ground and air war with Iran is ultimately going to be unwinnable. It will bog down the way that Syria did. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I have two things for you today, Mike. One, True News is reporting that Israel, of course, as you know, is doing these massive war games over there right now. And 2 weeks before, they were doing their mass evacuation drills. But they also report that through the debacle and all these different intel agencies, that Israel is planning to stage an attack on a Saudi oil refinery and then blame Iran for it. Anyway, I sent you the link to that in your email there.
Let's see. I'm looking at it right now. No, it hasn't come in yet. So, but yeah, I would not at all be surprised if Israel were to do that. And
well, there's also some news in there. Yeah, Mike, there's also some news in there about how they're going to push a massive sweeping thing here through state and federal law enforcement that any criticism of Israel is going to be chomped down. And of course, it's the video is titled something about does Israel now occupy the United States or something like that. But anyway, well, I thought I'd, if you didn't get it, I'll re-forward it back to you there, okay? But anyway, what I called for though to say is, you know, I was watching these videos on these this repatriation stuff for slaves, you know, and I noticed that when they ask people, well, what do you want to pay? And none of them want to, you know, commit to doing anything like that. So I wanted to say my great-uncle Kenneth Browning was a family communicator. He wrote dozens and dozens and dozens of letters. Whenever we went out to visit him like that, his entire table was just full of letters from family members. But he documented our family's history clear back from the first crossing of the Mayflower to the early 1400s over in England. And nowhere in that family history did any of our family own any slaves. Though there were three that were scheduled to be burned as witches in Massachusetts, but they escaped. But anyway, China's
correction,
population.
Nobody was burned in Massachusetts for witchcraft. They were all hanged.
Well, whichever, but they escaped, you know. So anyway, China's current population right now is 1.4 billion, a little over 1.4 billion people. And right now, there are current Chinese slaves in California, which you can Google that and find that out. I mean, it's a growing problem. And what gets me is, like in 2017, a non-Indian with a Hispanic name was sentenced to life in prison for the murder and assault on the Crow Reservation over here, not too far from me. And this is for a double murder, for a second-degree murder, and attempted to commit murder on another little girl there, the daughter. What I'm getting at, though, is should we have to pay for the crimes that other people commit? I noticed they
No, were of course we shouldn't.
Twitter.
I mean,
yeah, I was going to say on Twitter they were showing a photo from 1862, 98 years before I was born, of slavery, and it's like, well, I had nothing to do with that. You know, why am I being, you know, does that mean, I mean, what does this lead to? Does Americans have to pay for the 20 million people killed from Vietnam, all these other conflagrations all over the world? I mean, what's the idea? To break this country in half? We had nothing to do with it.
Well, this slavery reparations is basically the Democrats pandering to the black voters, saying, if you vote for us, we'll take stuff away from the white people and give it to you as atonement for the crime of slavery. But as you correctly pointed out, slavery came and went before we were all born. And even the people living back then, not everybody was a slave owner. Not everybody was a slave. How do you sort that mess out? We're going to be talking about that a little bit further along in the show. But again, it's just pandering for votes. You know, it's a way of literally trying to buy the black vote with an offer of, you know, money in the form of reparations. I mean, it's not practical and it's not real. And frankly, if the Democrats do win the election, the reparations issue will just go away.
Well, because as you say that, though, New York Times has run that article 6 days ago, the case for gay repatriation.
Reparations.
Sorry. It says that other countries are taking steps to that there's shameful past treatment of the LGBT people, and the United States should too. And this article goes on. It's in New York Times. I mean, but what is, you know, we all went to work and made a living. Does everyone want a free ride?
It almost seems like they do, and a free ride, again, that's a major Democratic campaign point. I mean, look what they're doing out in California with the illegal immigrants, free medical care. The legal citizens in California don't get free medical care. And it's absolutely insane. Again, it's campaign season, and they're making these empty promises, which will not be kept. But it sounds really good in a soundbite. But you can take this reparations situation to ridiculous lengths. I mean, back in the 1490s, my ancestors were tortured by the Catholic Church. Does the Catholic Church owe me reparations today, here and now? I think probably if I asked them for some money, they'd laugh at me, and I would understand why.
Right. Anyway, I resent that email to you. It's titled Israel Plans Attack on Saudi Oil. So
okay.
And it's also got a couple of things on there. But anyway, yeah, I just thought that's kind of interesting that it seems like everyone wants a free ride, and that's more of this socialism BS that they're trying to push nowadays.
Okay. Let's see. I got your email, and there's a header in there, but there's no link in there to the article.
Oh, God. All right, I'll send the whole thing again.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Congress and the Senate get the free ride. So does the military-industrial complex, GM.
Oh, yeah.
The bankers and Wall Street got a free ride. How come the American people should get a free ride now? It's our turn to get a free ride.
You know, I agree.
Shipped, you know? Everybody calls in about socialism ain't good. Hey, man, it's capitalism for you, the little people. But your corporations get a free ride when they have money laundering going on in Ireland and Switzerland. Wake up, people.
Well, that's fascism for you.
Yeah, I mean, you can't call in and say, America, let me tell you, our government has, he said, the previous listener, we're not, the American people shouldn't pay for the crimes of what our government did. You're going to pay because your government's going to get you into like a big war, and you're going to pay financially or you're going to pay physically by sending yourself or your sons and daughters to die for these scumbags. You know, that's the bottom line, Mike. I mean, what's going on with Trump getting advice from Tucker Carlson? My God, man, like I'm living in reality TV show world. What the hell
happened?
Yeah, it does
seem like
it. I mean, this is not funny. You know, I mean, I don't even know, you know, like when you hear fake news, I know what the truth is, but I mean, the average person don't know squat, but what Trump says and what Trump does is two separate things. I mean, oh, well, we're a couple minutes away from, we don't know that for sure because it's coming either from Trump or the mainstream media. We don't know what the truth is, you know, but you know what my truth is, Mike? This was a provocation. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I think somebody arranged for that drone to invade Iranian airspace just enough to get it shot down. And it was a Navy drone, but we don't know who was actually in control of it at the time. And there'll be another provocation. And as a matter of fact, I just found an article in the Times of Israel from about a month ago, where Israeli TV claims Iran weighing attack on Saudi oil production facilities. And yeah, that's just what Keith was saying. And that could be the next step in the escalation. A false flag attack on Saudi Arabia by Israel to be blamed on Iran.
Yeah, see, man, they're way ahead of the curve, Israel, huh? But I'm thinking, I mean, we know what's going on. Trump
yes.
needs to really sit down. I mean, no offense to Trump. I'm not going to call him stupid or nothing because that's not right, okay? But, my God, sit down and learn what's going on. Get rid of Bolton, Pompeo, and Gina Haspel. They're garbage. Don't listen to the Congress and the Senate because they're garbage. But he needs to bring in, like, that Douglas McGregor who was on Tucker Carlson. I like Tucker Carlson, but I'm not 100% with him. You know, like, but you got to use common sense and you got to do some basic research. If you don't have a president that does basic research, and I mean, if he has time to Twitter, you got time to do some basic research. I'm sorry. You know, we're in trouble, Mike. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out we're in trouble. My God, you're getting advice from Tucker. I can't. It's a joke. The whole thing's a joke. I mean, one thing's got. Because this is not over, Dustin, with Iran, Mike.
Dustin, we got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And it is time to ask yourself, what is Republic Broadcasting worth to you? What is whatreallyhappened.com worth to you? Because we are under severe stress. People are messing with us. They're messing with our advertisers. They're trying to basically shut us down any way that they can. And we need your help. It is that plain and simple. Now, first of all, for those of you who've already donated, our heartfelt thanks. We appreciate it, and probably without your help over the last several months, we might not even be here now. But we do need your help. And this is a call out to those of you who have not yet donated. And I know it's a lot to ask in these hard economic times. And it doesn't have to be a lot. If everybody listening to this broadcast just sent in a few bucks, it would make a real difference. So the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719. extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And of course, there's a big donate button over at whatreallyhappened.com. And we all thank you. And frankly, we wish we didn't have to ask you for your help. But that's just the way things are, because we're not going to give up speaking truth to power. All right, back to the phones here and back to Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, I can understand how the current situation is driving everybody, such as you, myself included. It's just crazy. And I think it comes down to an observation I made much earlier in Donald Trump's term in office, is that he's actually a very weak leader. It's easy to talk him into doing things. And apparently, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer at that White House meeting yesterday thought they had succeeded in talking him into the attack. And again, if Alex Jones is accurate, Tucker Carlson talked him out of it. Way to go, Tucker Carlson. And but it basically shows that President Trump is wishy-washy. And he doesn't know his own mind, and he doesn't know how to stand his own ground. And that's a very dangerous situation when you have people like John Bolton and Mike Pompeo and Gina Halpern out there saying, and not to mention Netanyahu, out there saying, you know, go on out and get Iran. It's time to get Iran. You know, this is the new American century. We're just going to make war on everybody.
And other people like MBS and the British, you know, Boris Johnson and the other defense members, the defense secretary that leaked the Huawei deal. He, you know, there's a lot of elements out there. But, I mean, Trump's got to start waking the hell up. I mean, you know, you're the president of a country. You can't just diddly-daddle doing Twitter. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, my God, it's like I'm living in a goddamn fantasy land here, Mike. I mean, a couple of minutes before midnight, you know, 10 minutes to midnight, Mike. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on, people. You know, I mean, going to war with Iran, this is not a joke now. You'll engulf the whole region, and oil prices will shoot, and you're going to have a freaking bad day. You know,
Oil prices are already way up, which means you're going to pay for all of this nonsense at your gas station the next time you fill up. And going to war with Iran, even the Pentagon is saying it's going to be a quagmire, and we're going to be up against Russia, and it's just going to take one mistake, and we'll be in World War III for real. And I know that there are elements within our government that have been preparing for it. Earlier today, before the show, I went out to a YouTube video, and I just entered the search string, trains with tanks, because people keep sending me these videos of these very long trains with these brand new tanks going down the railroads around basically the Gulf States area, presumably heading for ports there. And there are so many of these. There's a lot of armor out there, and we don't know where it is or where it's going. So somebody somewhere thinks there's going to be a major confrontation with another country that likes to do battle with tanks.
Isn't that sad, Mike? At the end of the day, this is what empires look like. A welfare and a warfare state. Okay?
Yes.
This is what we are, people. A warfare state. You know? We kill people. Women, children. That's the reality. And, Mike, on the economy, real quick, on Trump. Because, you know, I just don't understand. Because we all know the stock market is a fake indicator when you look at, like, U.S. Steel. Did you see they're shuttering the plant in Gary, Indiana?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Not only that, Mike, but you got, like, 70% of the Class A truck orders are in decline. 70%, not 7%. I mean, these are indicators of what's going on in real. But that's
they
all I got
to
say,
okay.
Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks. We got to take another break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I let you know before that, you know, I kind of monitor the Zionist Christian radio, and they're kind of linked up with Salem, the Salem network. They run their news at the top of the hour. But there's this guy in Missouri named Brandon House, and he runs this thing called Worldview Weekend. So I listened to his show today, and here's where he's going with it. He was so mad at Tucker Carlson. He was so mad at Geraldo. He said all these people last night were making excuses not to go to war with Iran, saying, like, Geraldo's like, when's the last time Iran attacked us? And this guy went off on his rant, and he pulled up some old CIA guy, played an audio clip of the guy on Al Jazeera in the debate. But what he's trying to say is the terrorists of 9/11 passed through Iran and didn't have their passport stamped. So they're part of 9/11.
Well, we knew it was going to happen sooner or later. They were going to try and link Iran to 9/11.
Right. And I mean, again, you know, and all of us, because we've been on Republic since 9/11. 9/11 was the catalyst for this whole thing. Wesley Clark, seven countries. I mean, you know, the big picture, we tried to go into Syria, topple Assad, we probably would have set up bases in Syria. We could get control of the property, and then we'd launch a war in Iran from Syria. Well, obviously that failed, so now they're going, well, we'll just attack Iran from the sea. Or I don't even know what their plan is, but obviously, well, and again, here's, I mean, Sean Hannity was apoplectic. Did you see him last night?
No, I didn't watch him.
He when your show is over, just YouTube his show last night. He was absolutely apoplectic about just flattening Iran and wiping them off the map. I'm serious. But, you know, in context, and I'm not giving Trump any credit because I still think he's a politically elite guy. He's part of the ruling class. He's just a different animal. They don't like him. But he gave Israel Jerusalem. He gave Israel the Golan Heights. But you see what? He's not Netanyahu, because the story I heard was Trump said, how many people are going to die if we do these attacks? And they said 150. He goes, no, I'm not doing it. One unmanned drone and I'm going to kill 150 people? I'm not going to do it. So, you know, in Netanyahu, right? I mean, you throw a couple bottle rockets, he kills 2,000 Gazans. So, I mean,
yeah, I'm having I'm having a real problem with Trump saying that's the reason he called off the attack. When you look at how many tens of thousands, 100,000 people have been killed in these wars stretching back 18 years. I think that's a cover story to make Trump look like he's the humanitarian. And he's trying to be presidential. But I think something else is going on here. It may very well be that in the run-up to launching the attack, they started getting the internal polling numbers from the American people, and they were extraordinarily negative on moving forward with the attack. And between that and, again, Alex Jones is saying Tucker Carlson had Trump's ear and said, you're being played by the neocons. And I'm not sure we're ever going to learn exactly what did happen last night. But I think the concern over 150 lives is a cover story.
Well, we can usually tell when Fox News is putting out a trial balloon to try to get popular support for a military action of some sort. But like I said, these guys were all way over the top. Lindsey Graham wants it done. He wants it done now. He's tired of waiting. We got to get them before we, you know, they get us, you know, the preemptive war thing that Ron Paul hates. And then the other thing with Alex Jones, to his perspective, is, you know, people have been doing that for years, going, oh, Ann Coulter's got Donald Trump's ear and he worries about what she's going to say, or Rush Limbaugh's got Trump's ear and he worries about what Rush is going to say. I don't think that's the case at all. I just think Trump does not want that label going, I started a war in the Middle East. I mean, Obama got away with going into Syria and taking out Gaddafi, and he never got crap for it from the left. But they really want to twist Trump's arm behind his back and go, look, the plan for the Greater Israel Project or whatever's going forward, buddy, on your watch, whether you like it or not, now get going. You know, and they shot down the Global Hawk, and they go, here we go. You know? So,
well, you know, you've raised an interesting point there, because, you know, Trump may, you know, we're getting into campaign season, and I'm still not convinced that Trump is really all that enthusiastic about a second term. But his campaign advisors may have told him, if you start this war, you are a one-term president. And that may have been a factor as well. The reality is that when you don't have a real just cause for war, all of a sudden, the petty politics come into play in terms of deciding what's going to be done.
Right. Well, whether he's a one-term president or not, I know Kushner's behind that Sinclair Media Group, isn't he?
Yes.
They basically run all the local Fox affiliates in every major city. So I honestly think, because even, you know, Trump is making even the left-wing media rich. Every time he opens his mouth, advertisers are going to CNN and NBC just to bash Trump. So he's making everybody in the media rich on both sides of the aisle, and I think that's basically where he wants to go. Him and Kushner, they want to have a media outlet Sinclair bigger than Fox one day. I really don't think any of these people govern the country. I think we do have a deep state, and Trump is just a figurehead, and he's one of the few guys. They're really trying to twist his arm behind his back, but he's like, I don't want to be George Bush. I don't want to be Barack Obama. I don't want to be any of these things. I got in the White House. That's great. But he goes, well, you guys want to slap on me and my legacy? I don't want any of it. Yeah, if you guys are going to do this, then I'll get the hell out of your way. Go ahead. You guys want to blow up the Middle East? But not, it's not going to be Trump's war, right? That's what they said it would be. It would be Trump's war if he attacks Iran. Okay. All right, Mike. Well, we're, again, it goes back to 9/11. We all know it goes back to 9/11. But we got to push back on all these idiots who are going to sit here and go, oh, Iran's tied to 9/11. Oh, bull.
Yeah, that's really out there. I mean, 9/11 is the one-stop shop for starting a war. Oh, you know, Estonia was behind 9/11. The 9/11 terrorists traveled through Japan without getting their passports stamped. I mean, that's really a bit of a reach.
That's an exact quote, too. That's an exact quote, is they didn't have their passports stamped. I mean, it doesn't get more stupid than that.
No, it really doesn't.
Iran didn't help organizationally, but because they didn't stamp their passport, they helped them travel. Okay, they're in. Take them all out. All right, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting patiently, and what's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. I have a solution to your financial problems. How about taking some time off and write a book? What do you think?
Well, when I get to Indiana, I mean, I've got two books that are partway through. One, of course, is The Blueprint for the New America. The other is actually a work of fiction. And I sort of got derailed when Claire hurt her back, and I need to sort of get back in the saddle on both of these. But between now and the end of August, any moment that I'm not working on the website or doing the radio show is all about starting to pack, getting rid of stuff we don't need anymore, about, you know, trying to make sure we are going to have enough money to actually make this happen, because we're right on the knife edge of being, even with all the generous help coming from our family back in Indiana, we're right on the edge with this. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Thank
you. All right. Thanks. And we're going to switch over to Mike in Brazil. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to touch on three topics here. First, reparations, then the war, and then the last one on the list is donations. You know, since I live in Brazil, I like to make a donation, but the problem is I don't know how to do this because I live in a foreign country. So I don't know how to go about this, contribute to RBN, because RBN is really the lifeblood of the United States, really, so to speak. Because without RBN and networks like them, we would be completely in darkness. We wouldn't know what's going on. So I figured, I said, well, the money that I spend on cigarettes, I might as well just donate it to RBN, because I spend quite a lot on cigarettes. So might as well just quit smoking and send the money to RBN. Do you have any suggestions?
Basically, anybody in any foreign country that is not currently under sanctions or whatever can send a check to RBN, and RBN takes it to their bank, and they deposit it, and then the bank will do a currency exchange from whatever that foreign currency is into U.S. dollars, and then whatever that amount is gets credited to RBN. And here at whatreallyhappened.com, we occasionally get a donation from another country, and it's a little bit of extra paperwork we have to go through at the bank. But again, gratefully received and much appreciated.
Mike, I forgot to tell you, my bank is in Tampa, Florida, okay? So I don't need to write that particular check. The problem is I don't have a checking account. All I have is a plastic card, which is a debit card. I'm retired. Oh, I get Social Security benefits. So,
you can make a donation with your debit card. You just need to call 800-724-2719, extension 1, and there'll be somebody in the office for the next 2 hours, and they'll just take your debit card information. And again, thank you for the donation. Now, you wanted to... Well, I'm sorry, you said something?
No, I didn't say anything.
Okay.
No.
You wanted to talk about reparations.
Yes, sir. Yes, I want to talk about reparations. Okay, I'm the descendant of Eastern Europeans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I lived a good part of my life in Eastern Europe. And as I understand, at the Yalta Treaty in 1945, ex-President Roosevelt, ex-Prime Minister Churchill, and that butcher Stalin made a deal, and they literally sold Eastern Europe to the Soviets. Okay? Now, am I entitled to ask for reparations from the United States government since my people were oppressed because of that? I think I'm more entitled than the blacks are, because 9 out of 10 slave boat owners were all Jewish. Go sue Israel for that. Okay? Only
yes.
1 out of 10 were not Jewish. Only 1 out of 10. That is literally 90% of the slave merchants were all Jewish. And I dare somebody to contradict me on this. I researched this subject.
Well, there's another dimension to this, and that is the fact that the people who sold Africans into slavery were other Africans. So why not
That's
demand
right.
reparations
I know that
from them?
And another thing, Mike. Do you know there is a country in Africa called Liberia?
Yep.
That's a country founded by the ex-slaves who emigrated to Africa, and they formed a new country called Liberia. Now, why don't all these blacks wanting reparations from the whites, meaning me and you, why don't they go to Liberia? Hey, it's a paradise, isn't it? Come on, you know, let them go there, okay? If they hate this white supremacy stuff, just let them go there. Let's see how they score when they go there. I want to see if they're going to get welfare and all that stuff. I worked all my life since I was 14, Mike. I used to wake up at 4:30 in the morning and show up at work at 5 o'clock, working 15-hour shifts to have what I have. Okay, and these people think they're entitled to my work? They're entitled to my taxes? I just saw a tweet from AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or Occasional Brain, I might add. And you won't believe what she was spouting, Mike. I just couldn't. She was grilling this guy from the FBI. I think he was from the FBI. Why isn't something classified as domestic terrorism and is classified as hate crime? And the guy tried to explain to her, look, we don't have the statute for that because this does not go into this particular category. And she kept asking the same question over and over again, and the guy got really pissed because, you know, you can only ask so many times this question. So I'm thinking, I said, well, if blacks are entitled to reparations, though, so am I. Because my people were enslaved by the Soviets, okay, for 70-some years. Okay, my father was dragged into the dungeons of the KGB, beaten the hell out of him, okay, gagged and left there, you know, without food or water, and I'm not supposed to ask for reparations? Meanwhile, the slaves who were held by you and your ancestors were provided safe passage to Canada and other countries, and they want you to pay for reparations? Since when are we liable for what our ancestors have committed? I mean, if somebody committed a crime in my family 2 or 3 generations ago, am I responsible for that? Of course not.
No, of course you're
not.
I'm
not responsible for any of my relatives who have done something wrong.
Mike, we live in an age in which we're told it's okay for the men to use the ladies' room. I mean, that's how messed up our society has become. And so, yeah, they can turn around and say, oh, yes, absolutely. Collective guilt, inherited guilt. Your great, 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 great ancestors did something really horrible. And so now you owe the descendants of those victims money. And it's great to campaign on. And as I said, the Democrats are pandering for the black vote with this.
Well, they're not going to get any money out of me, Mike. I can assure you that, all right?
I don't think they're going to get any money anyway. If the blacks vote the Democrats in on a platform of reparations, it's never going to happen because nobody's got the money.
Mike, they're pushing for it. And they're going to get it.
I know they are.
Believe me, they're going to get it. Mark my words,
no,
what I'm telling you. They're going to get this thing.
They're going to sell it. They're going to sell the idea. I mean, if they actually try and, you know, they could literally start a civil war with this.
Well,
with this idea that,
this is my next point. This was my next point I was going to make. Okay, these people are pushing us, meaning you, because I don't live there, but you folks living there. They're pushing you towards a civil war, and this is not
going to
be very
are.
Funny. It's not going to be very nice.
Okay, Mike, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got other callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. What's up? Hey, listen, I think what might have affected Trump's decision last night is tweets like mine. I'm not telling myself, just to, you know, because I'm sure probably millions of people have been tweeting Trump and saying, do not dare do it. Do not dare get us into another war. Leave Iran alone. Get out of the Middle East. Bring Our Troops song, Support Our Troops, Bring Them Home. I've been tweeting that to him quite a bit, okay? I've also called my congressman. I'm sure a lot of other people called the congressman, told him, you know, he would be a dead meat, you know, politically, as far as I'm concerned, if he doesn't do something, at least do something to try to stop this. And I'm sure other people did the same thing. I think this really had something to do with it. By the way, as far as talk radio goes, I call it corporate talk. People like,
yes,
Hannity, Glenn Beck, Limbaugh, these people, that's all they are. They serve the corporate establishment, and they serve the Zionist and other neocons. Okay, that's all they are. I didn't hear what Hannity said, but I heard a little bit of him yesterday driving home. I had the XM radio, and I have on for a few minutes, and he was talking about, oh, we got to go bomb them, this and that. And I didn't watch. I don't have to get Fox News now, so I didn't watch the show. However, I heard Mark Levin's diatribe today, listening to David Knight there at InfoWars, and it was disgusting. I'm not surprised, but it was disgusting about what an enemy they are, how evil Assad is, and how evil Putin is, and all this other claptrap garbage. Right? It's vicious neocon there, Mark Levin. So I also tweeted Levin afterwards. He'll probably block me after this, because when he was on Facebook, I said something to him right away, and the next thing he blocked me. So, but I told him he's a warmongering neocon. He was defending Bolton, by the way, and so was Glenn Beck. I normally don't listen to a lot of these guys, but Beck I listened to this morning just to see what he's had to say, because I want to know what the enemy is thinking too. And Beck is an especially devious, deceitful type. He flips and flops all around. He talks, he belittles, for instance, the idea that those ships were a false flag. And yet his whole, one of his books, the only book I really read of his, was called The Overton Window, which was all about false flags, including the what they wanted to do, a combination of the government and corporate power wanted to launch a nuclear attack on Vegas. That was their final, that was what that book was about. And he said it's faction, not fiction. He made it clear that he believed. So he's a liar and a rat. He also then had, what's her name? That's when I was really smart, got smart to him. He had that woman that was running, what's her name? Miranda, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was running governor of Texas. You remember who I'm sure you remember who I'm talking about, right?
I think so, yeah, but I don't remember the name either.
I think it was a Spanish name, and he ambushed her on his show.
Okay, listen, Mark, I got to put you on hold for a minute. We got to take a break here for station identification. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you. We'll be back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is